welcome to episode 157 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
So, last wheel pick that wasn't really a wheel.
Yes, it's a long thing.
You picked Full Metal Alchemist. 2003, not Brotherhood. It is a manga that was serialized in Square Enix. I don't know why that just sounds so weird for some reason.
Square Enix is shonen manga.
Anyway, from 2001 to 2010. That was the manga. In 2003, I already mentioned it, the anime came out. The actual dates for it. 03 to 04. And then in 05, their movie concluded it. We will do the movie after this one.
Yeah, that'll be the next week's episode.
The manga sold over 80 million volumes worldwide, won a bunch of awards and stuff. Super popular. I watched it when it came out. Loved it.
Yeah, I watched it pretty early on, too. It's animated by Bones, who we just had a lot so far.
Really good animation, considering 2003.
Yeah.
Really well done. Overall, this is a win. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
Yeah, it's an easy one of the better animes out there.
It's long, though.
It is long. We should not have done the whole 53 episodes.
No, we definitely should have.
It took us a month.
I stand by that. And then when we do Brotherhood, the whole 61. 63? Something like that. There's more episodes.
Oh my god. This was a long process to get through all 51 episodes.
It was, but it got easier as it went on because the show ramps up in quality somehow and like it pulling you into watching it. The closer I got to episode 51, the more I wanted to watch it.
Oh yeah, I never had any issues wanting to watch more of it. It's just...
Well, I mean, the first 30-ish episodes, it's just... It's not that it's bad, so there's 51 episodes. I've seen this show probably 5 times in the last 20 mm-hmm. years. But I haven't seen all the episodes 5 times.
Right.
The second half of the show, probably 30-ish to 51, I've probably only seen twice.
Okay.
Because you kind of fall off. You've already seen it. You start watching it again, you're going to fall off at some point. So, knowing that I have to watch it all, as the show went on, it's like, oh, I don't quite remember what happens in this episode.
Right.
So it was interesting. It kept it fresh for me.
That's good. I mean, the show has highs and lows. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because it does get episodic at points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Especially in the beginning.
Well, the first
9 episodes.
Yeah, but like the first 3 are one little arc with Rose
and...
Yeah, foreshadowing characters coming back later and stuff like that.
Much later for some of them.
Yeah. And then we go into the backstory for like 8 episodes and it's like...
Yeah.
And now we're catching up to where we are.
You know, it wasn't bad that they did it that way, because the first couple episodes get you hooked. Right. If you think about it from, like, a series standpoint, trying to sell it.
Yeah, I know. But they spent too long on the origin, I think.
Yeah, I think, because it was 6 episodes, I believe, was the backstory.
It was a lot.
You could have done it in 3 or 4.
Yeah, it was a lot. But as soon as Hughes starts to figure things out in his death, that's when things really turn. And when they kill him off...
It stopped being their random adventures as State Alchemist.
Exactly. And that was like, that's the big moment in the series.
Oh, yeah.
Killing Hughes. They get you the...
Well, there's 2 big moments for me.
Okay.
The first one is, oh my god, the dog? I can't remember the name. The dog Chimera?
Oh yeah.
What's her name?
It starts with an N. Nadia, Natalia.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and that's a big moment too.
And apparently I can't remember her name.
You're right,
but
though.
Like, that's a huge moment. I think that happens before Hughes.
Yeah, it does. That moment, it shows you just how dark the show is going to go.
And it, like, you sort of see darkness before, like, in the first 3 episodes with Rose and her boyfriend, and, like, you see a little bit of darkness, but then the State Alchemist, I forget his name, fuses his daughter with a dog to continue his research and get more funding. And holy shit, and then Scarf murders it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it gets dark.
And because you get to know this little girl and this dog. And
yeah, we've seen them for a couple episodes. Ed and Al are studying.
That's the first big moment. But then you spent half the season with Hughes and him just being this guy that's there.
That's there. He's friendly. He's talking about his kid the whole time, his wife, and bam.
And then he's probably the most competent and smartest guy in the military.
Him and Roy.
Right. And that's why Roy relies on him. And he figures it all out too early in the series for him to live.
And unfortunately, in the presence of people that he shouldn't be figuring it out
Right, exactly. And what's even messed up, after his death...
Ed and Al don't find out like 11 episodes, something like that. Some sort of long amount of episodes.
Close to the end, yeah.
Yes.
It's messed up.
The show's almost over, and he's like, what?
Yeah. There's scenes after the death where you have Winry and stuff visiting the widow and stuff like that. It's
graves.
Yeah, it's a dark show. I mean, what do you expect?
It really is, but it's only dark at moments, and the brotherhood type brotherly bond really shines through more. And I'll get into that part when we review the movie. I don't want to. It's a part of the movie because it's the conclusion of the story.
Oh, the gate and stuff like that.
No, well, it's a specific point, but yeah.
Right, yeah. But yeah.
Good.
It's about, premise.
Well, I mean, do we need it at this point? You're in another dimension?
Essentially. It's a fantasy essentially. World.
Well, not really.
Kind of.
Well, but it exists is the whole point. Like, we're in our world and they're in their world, there's a bridge between the two.
There's a saying all the other fantasies aren't.
Because they don't. So.
What about all the isekais that we watched that they're in another reality? Yeah, isekais, where they wake up in another world from the human world.
They suck, so.
I mean, just saying.
Anyway, they're in their world, and alchemy, instead of, you find this out in the movie, but in their world, they don't follow traditional technology like we did.
Yeah.
They're... technology, quote-unquote, is alchemy. Yeah. And we all know what alchemy is. It doesn't exist, but it's a thing in real history.
There's an exact moment where they abandon Christianity and stuff, and they just go down the whole alchemy path and magic, whereas, you know, instead of going how actual reality is. So at a certain point, they share the same history. This world shares the same history as we do, up to a point.
Yeah. Premise, Ed and our brothers... their mother gets sick and dies. Their dad's off researching something. Mm-hmm. And they learn alchemy. And they want to bring her back to life. So they try. Al loses his body. And Ed sacrifices his arm and leg to bond Al's soul to a suit of armor.
Right.
And the premise is they're looking for the Philosopher's Stone, to get their bodies back to normal.
Equivalent exchange.
And then there's all kinds of crazy stuff between A to B.
Yeah, there's, you know, military intrigue. Mostly because the bad guys are in charge of the military.
There's mass murder, serial killers, there's homunculus serial killers rape. Trying to become human, rape, I mean, torture, all, and you name it, it's in the show.
Yeah.
And we were watching it at like 16.
Yeah. Some of it's implied, so.
A lot of it's implied. Like, you don't actually see rape, but it's.
No, it's implied.
It's not just implied, like, it happened. Yeah. You just didn't see it on screen.
Right.
Like, Rose has a baby, and she was raped by military.
Right.
And you know that. You shouldn't see it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to see it. We learned from Elf and Lied, you don't need to see a lot of things.
Your thousand-yard stare there.
Scars.
Yeah, I see. Look, the show's really good. The music's great. The voice acting's superb. Animation's fantastic. Plot, dialogue, great.
Great supporting cast, too.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of great characters that are... Because they're on the side.
Right, because there's a lot of these shows, you got your core cast and that's what you're focused on, but there's a lot of stories with a lot of side characters. Like, we mentioned Hughes, who's just, like, a side character, but then you also got, like, Roy Mustang, who is also, he's a side character, but he's...
And then you got his side characters.
Yeah.
Hawkeye, the different lieutenants, I don't know all their names, but they're all there. Their teacher, Winry.
Winry. Yeah, oh, yeah. Armstrong.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, there's so much into the show, and it's...
Winry's grandmother, Winry's dead parents, that Roy killed.
Roy killed in a war, yeah, and she's connected.
It was never really properly confronted, at least not in the 2003 one. Like, I feel like Winry and Ed probably would have had some choice words and potentially even a fight with Roy.
Potentially. But I think they found out around the same time Hughes died.
Yeah, well, she didn't find out till later, but she was suspecting. And she did have some words for him. Like, he was carting them off somewhere in, like, military fashion. And she was like, blah, 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 how'd you feel when he killed my parent? Something like that.
Yeah. Like, I know.
But then, like, nothing. Like, there was nothing. Right. Like, that was it.
It's just, it felt like there was too many other things, more important things going on at the time.
Sure, more important things for the story, but not more important things for Winry.
That's true. I don't know.
The one thing to note, and this is a big thing, is they made this before the manga was done. So around 50 to 75% through, they just made up their own ending. There's a lot of shit that didn't happen in the Brotherhood, which is more true to the manga, that they just made up. So, like, Hohenheim being a bitch and just dying instantly, quote-unquote dying instantly, going through the portal, didn't really happen that way. Mustang killing Lust, for instance. You remember the Brotherhood?
Oh, right, yeah.
That's an amazing scene that just didn't happen in this one.
Right, I mean, yeah, they just kind of had to guess. They didn't do a bad job guessing, though.
No. I mean, it wasn't terrible. Like, if we didn't know Brotherhood,
right,
this would still be amazing.
Right,
and it still is amazing.
And I think, honestly, Brotherhood relied a lot on this anime.
I believe it did as well.
Because they just skip over storylines and plot lines in that one that you don't...
Like, I guess we'll have to review it to know for sure.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a while before that happens.
I don't know. But, maybe at the end of the wheel.
I mean, you have a pick, but if you want to do that, that's on...
All 60-some episodes.
Oh, God. Anyway. But,
yes, Brotherhood does, in my opinion, and I think yours as well, relies heavily on... The right. 2003.
It relies on a time that this anime gave characters to breathe and get into relationships, whereas in Brotherhood, they do brush over, like, the Hughes death and stuff like that. So, it felt like almost recap it. They recap points in that Brotherhood just to get the other flat points.
I believe that's my remembering feeling of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's also some other differences, like, Roy in this one, after everything, towards the very, very end, he's like, desolate in some outward post, pretty much a private, an enlisted man. He's not an officer anymore.
Right.
So, like, but no, in the Brotherhood, I believe, after Bradley dies, he's the Führer.
Hold on. At the end of the anime, that was the beginning of the movie.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. I guess that would be more for the movie. But my point stands is at the end of the anime in Brotherhood, he's the Führer.
Yeah, I know.
And at the end of this anime... You think he's dead. You think he's dying.
No. They show him.
Oh, they do show him alive. He was bleeding.
He had the eye patch.
But he's not the Führer.
Well, no. They don't show him that. But yeah, and Brotherhood does become the Führer. But we're not covering Brotherhood. We're covering this one.
I know, but I'm just showing the differences. That they made up their own ending. And it wasn't necessarily terrible. It was a decent way to go about it. But different.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, we'll get to the movie. But I don't know how I feel about the gate and that other side of things, but we'll get to that. And then, anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so. You know, I mean, you can get into, there's so many things you get into. It's so long.
Right. It is a long anime.
But generally speaking, it's all good.
Yeah.
Even though it's different, it's still good. It's enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Lust is hot.
And I guess we should talk about the homunculi a little bit.
Yeah. The whole Seven Deadly Sin thing, me named it, which is weird, only because Gluttony, I think, is the only one that's really matches their name.
Yeah.
Whereas all the other ones, like, Lust is hot, and her name's Lust, but she doesn't seem very lusty.
No.
Like, there's a point or two where she kind of fakes falling in love with someone just to get what she wants, but, right. Like, yeah, anyone with big tits can do that. It's not very lusty.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, Envy, it was more Wrath than Wrath.
Right.
Envy was pissed the entire time.
Yeah, she was. But, I mean, I guess she was envious of Al.
Envy's a boy.
Oh, you know.
Hohenheim's son.
And Envy did envy Ed and Al.
Yes, I guess that was a bit envious, but it didn't still. Gluttony is the only one that really felt gluttonous.
And I guess Pride was the Führer, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Kind of.
He felt, I guess you could say, but he didn't really show it real well. He felt more like, I kind of like being human.
Yeah.
But I like being a homunculus, and I'm just going to merge the two. Because, like, he wanted to be a father to his son and all that.
Right. So, it's kind of messed up. Anyone who tries the human trans... What's it
Transmutation.
Called? Transmutation.
So, if you try to bring your kid back to life, not only do you not bring your kid back to life, but what you make is a homunculus.
And that looks exactly like the person that you tried to bring back.
So Ed and Al, when they transmuted their mom, made a homunculus version of their mom.
Yeah, which was... What was her name?
Well, I don't remember. But she was the water monster thing.
Yeah, I know.
And she even recounts that she has memories of them.
Yeah, all the homunculus have memories.
Yes, but she says that she doesn't know if it actually means that's her, or that she's their mother, or if it's their memories. And there's even more backstory into that when Al finds out that, or sort of assumes that he might not be Al. He might just be Ed's memories of Al.
Yeah.
So, who knows? They never really explained it. They never really gave you a definitive answer.
No, not really. I mean, they just... Say they do just say, we accept that this is that's who they are.
Yeah.
And you just got to get rid of it. It's driving me nuts that I can't remember the other sins because we should know this.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I know. And
Wrath, Envy, Gluttony.
What was the defense guy?
Lost, Greed.
Greed. There's he wasn't seven. Very greedy.
There's two more. he said he was very greedy. Like, he's like, I want women, I want money, I want this, I want that. And then, but he just kind of died pretty quickly. I thought he was I remember him being a bigger thing in the show, and he wasn't.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think of the show, the movie Seven, and trying to remember.
That's a good movie. What's in the bar?
So, you know, I'm trying to remember the murders. Why can't I remember the last two? Yeah, but it's bothering. Anyway.
The only thing I'll leave off is to prep us for the movie review.
Yeah.
So, like, it'll be easier to do the review. The show ends with Ed fixing Al, but he's not himself now. He is the 11-year-old version of himself, mm-hmm. not the 13 or 14-year-old version of himself. And he doesn't have the memories of the past couple years of Ed and Al searching for the Philosopher's Stone while Ed's a state alchemist. So he's just a boy that remembers training with their teacher.
Yeah, and Ed's gone.
So, like, his memory cuts off right before the transmutation of their mom.
Right.
And then Ed disappeared. They don't know where he went or what happened to him.
Yep.
At the end of it, do you see him in Munich?
No.
In the last episode? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
I think you do.
Do you?
I'm going to pause this real quick.
Okay.
So we're back. The show does end with Ed in Munich with his dad, Hohenheim.
In 1921 Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just
it have... sucks that it's the 20s in Germany. Like, he couldn't have transported the 2020 America or, you know, any other modern country. That would have been great.
Yeah, but I kind of figured the full Metal Alchemist world itself.
It felt more dated, but that's also because of the technology that you see trains.
I think technically it's the 20s there, too.
Yes, that's what I agree.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. So I think time is still going the same rate at those as the two worlds, but they just split it divergence. So.
Like different world lines.
Right.
Yeah, so that's where we're at. Al's alive, full body, doesn't remember anything. Ed's in the our world, essentially, in 1921 Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And he's with his dad, and I don't know if they show it in that episode or not, but his dad figures out how to get automail, essentially, on him. Just crappier.
Yeah, it's crappy. That's in the movie, though. I'm sorry. This is driving me nuts.
Oh, he's looking up the other Seven Deadly Sins. Wrath, lust, envy, gluttony, greed.
Let's see.
Pride. So there's only one more. It's her.
Sloth. Sloth was the mom. She wasn't very slothful.
What the f*** is sloth? Being slow and lazy?
Lazy, yeah, not wanting to do anything.
Yeah, again, not something that fits that at all.
Yeah.
And all of them seem to have a weird power or two. Mm-hmm. So, gluttony can eat anything. And in Brotherhood, that gets way more in depth with...
Yeah. Also, gluttony... Doesn't gluttony and lust die way earlier in Brotherhood?
Yeah, gluttony dies... Or lust dies in, like, episode 37 or something. And she died in late 40s in this one.
She was...
Mid-40s, something like that.
No, she was still pinned against...
Late 27 and 30s. No, I don't know, something
this,
like that.
In this anime, she was still there pinned against the wall during the last couple episodes.
Oh, I don't know. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It is a big difference. Big jump. Yeah. I mean, they all have kind of different powers. Sloth has watery power.
Yeah, Lust has long fingernails.
Yeah, for some reason.
Envy can shape change.
Into any person or animal, I think.
What is the Furious power?
Bradley?
Yeah,
Pride?
The eye.
I know he's really fast.
It's
his all-seeing eye or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know
that.
What it does, though.
Maybe he can just react to things faster, because he's really good at in a fight with just a sword.
Yeah, maybe. And then Greed had the ultimate defense.
Mm.
Oh, I guess...
Oh, Wrath could transmute, because he had Ed and Ed's arm and leg.
Yeah.
But, like, that he just had an arm and a human arm and a leg on him. He should have had a power just for being a homunculus.
Yeah, I know.
That was kind of shitty.
I guess we should talk about the main bad guy, the lady behind him.
Oh, Dante?
Yeah.
I mean, her and Hohenheim have been alive for 700 years, something like that, hundreds of years. They keep transmuting their souls.
Yeah, they created the original. They created the original...
homunculus?
No.
Envy?
Sorcerer's Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
The red water.
Is that what it's called, Sorcerer's Stone?
Well, there's Philosopher's Stone.
Philosopher's Stone. That's what I was thinking of.
But they, so here's another thing. The whole red water thing is, I actually looked this up. It's not explained what red water is and where it comes from.
It's just distilled.
They explain what you can do with it. You can make a fake Philosopher's Stone with it. And then if you make enough of that, you can make a real Philosopher's Stone. But no one knows where it comes from. It's never explained.
Yeah. You want to tell them how you create a Philosopher's Stone?
Oh, human souls.
Yeah. Mass murder.
On a fairly big scale, but not that much. So, for instance, they created Al into one,
mm-hmm.
with only like 7,000 souls.
Yeah, but the
I thought you would have needed like a million or something.
I think that's what the original. I think that's what Homehide and
probably Dante, made the one and then used it over and over again.
Because they, it's implied they massacred an entire civilization.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which also makes sense because it does feel like they're in their world. There's a lot less people versus our world when they come over to us. Like our cities are way more densely populated than theirs.
Right. I mean, they wipe out whole peoples in their in the Fullmetal Alchemist's world every other year, apparently. So
It's pretty good. You should watch it.
Yeah,
I'll tell you,
it's a good anime.
I'd give it a 9.
I don't know if it's that high.
That's a 9 for me.
I think I'm at an 8.
It's a little rough to watch in the beginning, but only because I've seen it like 5 times.
All right, see, I think this one's an 8. I think the next one's a 9.
That's fair. But again, it's only a 9 because it's standing on the legs.
You know, it's fair too, but it's just a better overall show too. So
yeah, 8.
Yeah, it's an 8.
All right, guys, next episode
is the Conqueror Castle of Shard or something. I don't know.
See you guys.
Bye.